This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your call. Think bacon. Think teardrop ham. Think tangy summer sausage. I knew that one would get you, Todd. Have you ever had the pepper jack? Tangy summer sausage?
Not pepper jack, no.
You will not be able to stop. That is just the best. Really good stuff.
You had me at sausage.
Welcome to another hour of the program, 800-228-0550 on that Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to check in at Medora with Justin Fisk before the end of the hour. We'll have two lucky winners that will receive a pair of tickets each for the Medora musical. Doug Burgum, we caught up with him last week in Bismarck. We have that interview for you. Just an update on the campaign trail and how things are going. So look forward to that conversation. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind, 800-228-0550. I understand there has been an email sent to the campus community at NDSU today addressing the allegations of lies and distortions from President Bershani. One emailer, Sean, says, Scott, you're completely missing the point on this Bershani issue. The man lied. Capital L-I-E-D, exclamation point, lied. Okay. The method of which he was caught is irrelevant. He deliberately misled the public, which is conduct becoming any public official, let alone a college president. Griping about open records laws, which are incredibly important to transparent government, is on par with the Democrats trying to deflect and distract attention away from the content of DNC emails by screaming the Russians did it. Okay, all right. Welcome your opinions. As I say, I didn't anticipate my long-held belief that we need to tweak, not throw out, and this is a popular tactic from anybody who disagrees with you. See, then as soon as you say, no, can we do this a little differently? Oh, you want everything in secret! No, I don't recall saying that. I'm using my University of Minnesota president applying for UND or NDSU job analogy on the presidential search as an example. And I've long held that that needed to be changed. Now, and I think the reason it isn't is because it's politically uncomfortable to do it, as evidenced by this exchange with this listener here, who I bet we agree on 99% of stuff, but he's, wed to the status quo. I'm not, never will be, and where I see it being difficult, whether it's politically popular, whether it's popular with the callers or not, I'm just going to tell you what I think. Doesn't mean it'll change, doesn't mean you'll think differently, but I'll just tell you what I think. Related to the Bershani situation, I mean, we definitely need to understand from the beginning how this laid out. He, as I mentioned, did send out a email to the campus community this morning. I'll just read it to you so you have it in its entirety. How about that? There has been considerable media attention recently over an NDSU athletic situation and my handling of it. The incident has reminded me of a few things. The first is that words matter. The second is that context often matters even more. Along those lines, in order to provide the full story of the athletic situation and my handling of it, I'm providing this summary. One, earlier this year, the athletics department initiated the process for bidding on media coverage for many of their events, as they do every few years. Requests for proposals were issued for football television broadcasting, basketball television broadcasting, and combined radio broadcasting. KVLY won the football contract, Midco Sports Network won the basketball contract, and Radio FM Media won the radio contract. Two, as part of the implementation of these contracts, the athletics department developed a new set of media guidelines. While I was certainly aware of the bidding and award process, I was not consulted on the media guidelines. There are arguments on both sides regarding whether I should or shouldn't have been consulted. The bottom line is that it didn't take place, and I believe that I should have been consulted. Three, the media guidelines were made public about a week ago. I was unaware of their existence, so I didn't know they would be made public. At that time, I was out of the state at the funeral of one of my mentors, but the explosive reaction on social media regarding the new guidelines quickly made me aware of them. Four, as soon as possible, I sought information on the matter. Initially, it was my understanding that, A, the guidelines had been part of the bid process so that all of the media companies understood these were going to be implemented, and, B, the new guidelines were fairly common across the country. Five, in light of the above and reflecting my loyalty to NDSU faculty, staff, and students, I briefed the chancellor and the State Board of Higher Education of the situation through an email and offered my support to both athletic staff and the guidelines. I now understand that my initial support was misplaced and some of my text communications were not appropriate. Six, over the next 2 days, I learned that my understanding of the proposed guidelines was not accurate, and I asked that the guidelines be rescinded. The decision to rescind was reached through extended conversations, collaborative discussion, and additional consideration of the factors that hadn't been brought to light before the new guidelines were announced. Seven, the decision to I'm going to read that again because I'm not sure I understand that. The decision to rescind was reached through extended conversations, collaborative discussion, and additional consideration of the factors that hadn't been brought to light before the new guidelines were announced. Okay. Seven, the decision to rescind the guidelines was generally well received, and the matter seemed brought to a closure. While this incident has been tumultuous, I believe that an appropriate resolution has been achieved, and I stand by that resolution. I look forward to the upcoming academic year and welcoming everyone back to campus. All right, there you go. So, bottom line in my, I would read this as saying the context was not available to those of us who saw the text messages and emails splashed across the front page of the newspaper. So, story started really with Rob Port of the Sailing Blog, who, when the decision was announced related to the new restrictions on media that were not rights holders, said, "This is ridiculous. The idea that Dean Bresciani didn't know about this is stupid." Of course he did. And then they asked for text and emails, and it looked as though he did know about them. He's explaining the context of how he found out about them, when he found out about them. And so, anyway, that's, I guess, a little another layer of that particular story that you can chew on, if you so choose. I am going to continue to say that, in my mind, if I am, here's the deal, leadership is so very important. And I believe that we are blessed with a very good Board of Higher Education right now, led by a great leader in Kathy Nesson. No doubt in my mind, she's the right person to lead the Board of Higher Ed. And Dean Bresciani or any other president is going to be held accountable. And they're certainly holding him accountable right now. He's going through a very rigorous process about whether or not his contract will be renewed or not. And they've said quite publicly it will not unless some areas improve. That's accountability, all right? So that's important. But Kathy Nesson and the Board of Higher Ed, the Chancellor, Dr. Mark Hagerot, and others, are in a much more difficult position if good leaders cannot be recruited to lead these institutions. And I believe a president of a university, no different than a president of a company, needs to be able to have some ability to privately communicate with his team. In the case of a taxpayer-funded institution and a president, you know, maybe that is going to be restricted in the sense that it's private, but it also is going to be seen by the Board of Higher Ed or your chancellor or whatever. It shouldn't end up on the front page of the newspaper. It really shouldn't. Now, ask yourself if you want every one of your texts back and forth with your boss on the front page of the newspaper, right? And you say, well, difference, public, I pay for that. I'm a taxpayer over there. My business is privately held. True, but I'm saying ask yourself if you would govern differently, you'd run that business differently. I just think it's a bit much. I also think we will recruit lesser candidates. The pool for any position will be lesser with this kind of a circus. Who is going to want to be a president of a university if they think every time they have to go back and forth with a subordinate, it could end up on the front page of the paper? Now, number one, hire good characters, and the vast majority of time, that's going to be fine. But I still think you're going to have the most impeccable character on all sides of a particular issue, and you need the ability to communicate in private with your subordinates, especially with the size of these entities. So that's my take. Anyway, you got the latest on that, and appreciate the folks listening on the campus of NDSU that said, hey, you ought to see the letter that's gone to the campus community. We've seen it, and you've heard it now on the program today on What's on Your Mind. All right, short break. When we come back, Jim's on the road, wants to talk about bike riders. You and I might have a similar concern. I'm not sure if you're talking motorcyclists or pedaling a bike, but we'll talk about that. Ralph out in Gladstone wants to talk about a tribute to the musical. And then Doug Burgum and Justin Fisk from Medora before the program is done. So, what's on your mind? Lay it on me, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklich, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklich once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklich name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yourself a B-Mobile's Hum yet? Have you been to a B-Mobile location to find out about Hum yet? Can I tell you about Hum? It is quite the deal. I want to introduce you to Hum if you haven't heard about this, haven't been listening to the program. Verizon's product and available now at B-Mobile. That's right, B-Mobile. You know about B-Mobile, right? Home of Verizon? The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network? Did you know that B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets? That's right. That's where Hum comes in. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. With roadside assistance, with diagnostics, with maintenance reminders, with vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. Great way to go. And B-Mobile is everywhere. At home, the lakes, beyond, wherever you are. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at B-Mobile. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right. Who's next? Jim's on the road. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I got some truck drivers that are up here on 49 calling me, telling me that it's a dangerous situation up here between Beulah and the interstate on Highway 49 here, that all kinds of bicycles clogging up the road, can't get around them. I'm just curious if the state sanctions this or what's even going on up here. He says he's already encountered about 60, 70 bikes out here.
Wow. So there must be a race of some kind. Do you know if there are, like, law enforcement out there and different officials with the race kind of warning traffic with any kind of, usually when there's a race or there's something out of the ordinary going on, you get some sort of traffic control.
Yeah, I just told him, I said, hey, I got K-Fire's number. I'll give him a call, see if they know anything that's going on. But he says it looks like it's a lot of older people, and they're kind of all over the road, and you can't even get around them. And the other bad deal is, what makes it so dangerous, there's an 18-mile stretch of that road that's under construction. There's all kinds of heavy equipment. There's no shoulder. That's what they're working on. It's just, I don't know, it just don't seem right to me that they can do that. But, yeah, he didn't mention anything about anybody controlling traffic out there. But I just thought I'd mention it to you. Otherwise, you guys keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to you every day.
Well, appreciate that. If nothing else, we'll warn folks that are headed that way to maybe try and avoid that area and go a different way. And sounds like a dangerous situation, Jim. So glad you called, and thanks for your concern.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and if anybody knows what's going on there and if that's planned or what, let us know. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Ralph, you're next. What's on your mind? Gladstone, North Dakota.
Yeah, right. Just some thoughts I want to share. We went to the Medora musical Saturday evening, and it's a wonderful, wonderful show. And anybody and everybody should take it in. If you haven't already done so, do it. And but the thing I want to really talk about is they did a wonderful patriotic salute to the United States of America. I mean, you couldn't help but be moved by it. But it was also sickening in one other way, and that is when you see what we've got for a president now, that's an absolute disgrace to the United States of America. And then we got Hillary coming up, which I pray to God she doesn't get elected, because it's going to be just as bad and worse. But I think anybody would see that patriotic salute that they did, and or any patriotic salute for that matter, I think it should very much help them to make the right decision to come into November, and that is not to vote for Hillary. And yes, I am a Donald Trump fan, but I support him wholeheartedly. I don't think he should probably say some of the things that he's saying, but it's going to take somebody like him to try to turn this country around again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ralph. Appreciate your passion on it. And by the way, don't believe everything you read in the papers about the polls. I just reading that one of Trump's pollsters is talking about the difference between the media polls and the online polls. And in the online surveys, even if you control for demographics, they say Trump does 3 to 9 points better than telephone surveys. So they're calling it a secret vote for Trump that is out there. Big and Kellyanne Conway is was on the Today Show talking about this. She's a Trump advisor, but Republican pollster, very well regarded. So that's good news. All right, let's see here. Tom and Hazen wanted to tell us about the bikes. What'd you find, Tom?
Well, it's the it's called the Best of the West Tour. And it's about 500 bikes. They started up at Garrison. They're coming down 49 to Salem today. They're going to be heading over to Medora, up through the park, back across 1806 to Garrison eventually. It's going to be going on for a few days.
So be aware, motorists. I would assume that big. I would assume that big a race that they've got some decent traffic control out there. Do you know?
No, there's very little traffic control. I think there's control that the construction zone, but there's no way that, for instance, a pilot car can escort a group through because they go too slow. So we just have to watch for them. I'm driving in this construction zone right now.
And there's bikers there where you are?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. Huh. Right in between the trucks. But we slowed down to about 20 miles an hour. We're just watching out for them. They do have the right-of-way. It just gets kind of dicey when people are just moving a little quicker, and these guys aren't going very fast.
Yeah, be careful, folks. Tom, appreciate the call. Thank you. Gene on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Gene?
This is James.
Oh, James. Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah. I'm south on 49 here. The bicyclists are heading to Glen Olin, and the big issue is, I think, is there is no communication. You know, it's the Candace Touring of North Dakota, and they should have talked to the DOT about what type of road work they should be doing here, and you know, that way they, when they do bottleneck it down to one lane and there's a pile of car, you know, you don't have this incident where you have numerous semi-trucks with gravel and all these cars trying to go on this road. It's kind of a scary situation. So if you can stay off of 49 today, I'd recommend it.
Appreciate that, and I agree with you. I mean, you can't look at a map and say, hey, that'll work good. There's got to be some dialogue and communication, no doubt about it. Thanks a lot, James. Appreciate it. Others waiting to weigh in. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Also found out from a listener that they heard us earlier talk about Flower House being a bucket list item in North Dakota. They stopped at the Flower House, got some of that rhubarb cheesecake for a daughter's birthday, and found out that Senator Hoeven is lunching there today. So another reason to stop in there today. See Senator Hoeven. How about that? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today by our friends at ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, your home telephone number, the landline, it's important to you. You don't want to lose that number. You want that number always to be your number. Be in direct resistance, but still get to use cell phones for all of your personal communication. Since you don't use your landline hardly anymore, this is the way to go. Ouroldnumber.com makes your telephone number as mobile as you are. And it usually costs less than the landline, so you save some money. Most of the sales calls are blocked. It's very easy to order and set up. Anybody can do it hassle-free. There's no risk. There's no contracts. And the number's yours. You can move it anywhere you want. Ouroldnumber.com, we told you about that website to find out more information about that, is one way to learn about this. But if you don't use your computer much, now it's easier than ever to start saving and enjoying the flexibility of ouroldnumber.com. You just call 800-774-0530. And Jeff and his team will personally help you sign up, join, start saving. Simple as that. Thanks for all the calls, questions, comments about this product that a lot of our listeners are saying, yes, finally, thank you, what a great idea. I want to keep my number. I like that number. It's important to me, but I don't use it anymore. And now it's goes right with you. So it's a great way to go. It's very easy to order and set up, and anybody can do it. And as I mentioned, help now available by phone, too. So ouroldnumber.com or call 800-774-0530. We caught up with Doug Burgum last week in Bismarck, candidate for governor. Got an update on how things are going on the campaign trail. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Scott.
So the race for governor is on. Let's be honest. A lot of people see this race as over because they saw the Republican race for the Republican nomination as the race. And, you know, given the political winds in North Dakota that's over, you don't seem to be agreeing with that premise.
No, we got 95 days till November 8th, and we're going to make use of every single day between now and then to get the word out about the choice that North Dakota voters have on November 8th.
You have been everywhere.
We have, and we're going to circle back and get to everywhere plus a few more.
Yeah, literally, it's been really amazing. I know during the primary, you were in, every town above 1,000 in North Dakota? Have you got a new strategy now and the next 90
days?
Well,
we can pick off some more that are under 1,000 on this trip, and we've got our 1974 GMC bus. We've had it in a few parades. It's crawled through a few parades. We're putting it in the shop. We're getting some work done on that. We'll be ready to get back on the road with that again this fall to put some miles on that again.
Yeah, please start a series of videos from the bus because that was my favorite video of the primary. That was a lot of fun, that's for sure. Very ostentatious bus, right?
Yeah, Yeah, very, very, very. We did have a serious up in Minot when we were there for the state fair parade, and they had this downpour right before the parade started. We got a chance to really show that our bus is a mobile rain gauge because we had a couple inches of water inside the bus.
I now figured out why you don't go into a town under 1,000 people. They don't have duct tape. It might be a storm, so you got to have you got to be prepared. So that makes a lot of sense. So. But obviously, it's fun to get out. This is a tough question for you to answer. Probably the toughest question I'll ever answer you. What was your favorite town to go to? Any particular memory that really sticks out?
Well, it's tough because, you know, when you come from Arthur, it's hard not to have Arthur be your favorite town. But one of the things that we did do, and the thing is I got my, made a stop at, you know, in every county seat as well. And one thing that I saw was that, you know, some of these towns and counties have done an amazing job of preserving their county seat buildings. You know, some of them are in, you know, pristine shape. The grounds are amazing. You can tell the community's got, you know, pride. And one of those that does stick out is Lemoore. I mean, Lemoore, their, you know, their whole capital, the county seat grounds, you know, was really impeccable. And it's just, it's interesting when you think back 100 years ago, these settlers that came to North Dakota, the aspirations they must have had to put that kind of energy into those kinds of structures, because we just don't see that kind of architecture today. We don't see that kind of commitment from a civic standpoint. And it's just, I think it's a real point of pride. And we have some beautiful county seat buildings across the state that we ought to, you know, make sure that we're preserving for the next 100 years.
And landscape too. That's just incredible, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, you can. It seems like so many different places when you get to every corner of North Dakota. There's just so much. I love every corner of it. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Ed Schaefer, who's a friend of ours, mutually, made a comment to me that he thought you were falling in love with North Dakota all over again. I don't know how you fall in love with anything all over again, but his point was he just it was fun to watch you and have you go to all these towns and really just falling in love with the state. Is that a fair description?
Well, you know, I think people that know me from, because, you know, in the industry I've been in, I've had a chance to travel, you know, all over the world. I've had, you know, a network of friends, you know, literally in every, I mean, I was managing people in 130 countries. And I think the thing that was people expect is, you know, hey, you're proud to be an American. But it was like, this guy's talking about North Dakota all the time, because I feel like I've been, you know, head of tourism for North Dakota my whole life, promoting it. So it's been great for me to have the time, instead of traveling the world, to travel to every corner of North Dakota. I've been to most of these places before over my lifetime, but to get back to them now with fresh eyes, listening to people, hearing about their concerns, hearing about their aspirations, getting ideas, because, you know, people on the front lines out there, and it's not just our citizen legislature here, but I try to meet with every mayor and all the city councils in these towns, and those people all have jobs and homes and families and parents and all the challenges of every North Dakota. So, I mean, getting out and talking to, you know, the citizens that are participating and leading our state is really inspiring.
What most excites you should you be successful in November and be governor? What part of the job is the most appealing to you?
Well, I think that the upside that I see, I mean, you know, I don't want to describe you know, North Dakota in sort of, I'm going to say technical terms, but when I got around the state, I mean, one of the things that I saw is that we've got people that are working hard trying to make great decisions and they don't have the information they need to make it. And I don't want to say that there's parts of the way we do decision making that would be in considered a data desert. But, you know, we can, there's things that we can do, to get information into the hands of people, the instrumentation, to help, you know, city leaders, county leaders, you know, state legislators make better decisions is really exciting because information technologies that move so far so fast. There's so much information that can be acquired automatically and outsourced. The way we can have open government and transparency in all of our data. And I think we're going to enter in, I mean, some people want to call it democracy 2.0, but, you know, democracy is about, you know, citizen participation and people making decisions. And let's, you know, I think North Dakota can be exceptional. I think we can be ahead of everybody in the nation in this area. And that's one of the things that really gets me excited.
So give us an example how something like that would work. When you say give them the, you know, the upside is that they don't have the information to make the decisions that they need, and if they did, here's what would happen.
Well, I think one of the things, let's take, you know, because government happens at a local level. I mean, the state makes decisions, but, you know, in the end, you know, people, they're North Dakota citizens, but they live in a town, they live in a county. That's where they interact with their property taxes, their school, their health care. It all happens on a local basis. You know, and when I was traveling around, I mean, often the person in any of these cities that knew the most of what was going on was the auditor, because that was the full-time, you know, full-time position. And I asked those auditors, you know, where do you get your information? Well, they said, well, League of Cities, I got a listserv, which is an old, like, email list of mass email. Email all the other auditors, you know, in North Dakota and say, hey, you know, can you help me solve this problem? Well, there's a way that we can automate innovation transfer, idea transfer, you know, where we can proactively get information to those city auditors, you know, because, you know, what's going on in Devil's Lake may be useful to something that's happening in Valley City. You know, what's going on, what, you know, what my running mate Brent Sanford has done in Watford City would be super useful for a bunch of other city leaders to understand. And so I think part of it is we can be fantastic at innovation transfer. But again, and these are not things that require a lot of budget dollars. I mean, these are just, you know, have the idea, create the platform, and let people start sharing.
You know, when you talk about upside, some people would look at this, you know, you be careful what you wish for. You, the dog that catches the car with a budget that you wish in like we have. I don't have the sense that that is daunting in any way to you because of what you believe is still available for us to utilize to accomplish whatever we need to accomplish. I mean, is there any part of you that says this is going to be a heavy lift on a budget, you know, front on, you know, given what we have going on with the economy, ag, and energy right now?
Well, you know, my point of view is that, you know, we're in a world of abundance right now. I mean, this is a, I mean, the reason we've got a budget problem is because the world is awash in oil and the world is awash in ag products. And this is exactly the world that no one predicted. Everyone predicted there was a world of scarcity. We need to figure out how to manage government in a world of abundance. And a world of abundance might mean lower prices, which means we have to think about how we do government differently. But that abundance also means that, you know, today a young person in North Dakota can start a company, you know, that's completely independent of ag and oil and sell products all over the world. I mean, that wasn't possible, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. I mean, even when we started Great Plains back in the 1980s, you know, the challenge that we had. I mean, the internet didn't even exist then. I mean, think of it today in terms of how you distribute products. And so the ability for us to be able to diversify our economy, to enter new markets, to be able to, you know, think about things differently in terms of how we do value add, you know, it's unprecedented. And we have the platform, we have the wealth, we have the education system. I mean, you know, the future is incredible. We just have to go out there and grab it. And as opposed to, you know, thinking that everything is a world, we're going to be scarce in a few dollars, but we're not scarce in terms of potential.
How will you deal with how the Democrats play in North Dakota? And we've seen that with a special session. It's cherry picking. No matter what program didn't get more funding than they wanted it to get, it was going to be you're doing evil things to people, and that's terrible. But how do you respond to that rhetoric? It tends to be ignored, honestly, by the Republicans that I see in leadership now, because I think they think the numbers are not strong enough, they're not going anywhere. But you know, to me, there's real rock solid answers to all of this. What's your plan on dealing with North Dakota Democrats?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, we want to serve, you know, every North Dakotan. I mean, that's what Brent Sanford and I want to do. And if there are pain points for individuals in our society, we want to make sure that we heard. And Republicans, you know, are full of compassion. The ones that I know, it's not that, you know, that Democrats have a corner on that. And so I think that we're in a spot we have to listen to where those pain points are. But then when we do, the answer isn't raise taxes and keep doing the same programs that may not have been working in the past. The answer is how do we innovate to solve the problem? Because, you know, if we've got, you know, addiction issues, then, you know, how do we get the private sector involved? Because if we've got addiction issues, it's not just a government problem. If 1 in 10 people are facing addiction, that means, you know, that person might be employed by an employer who's having, you know, hours lost, job loss, and other costs. I mean, how do we get the private sector involved? And there are examples of, you know, of how that's, you know, how that's being dealt with in other states, other approaches, and we need to get that innovation in here and, you know, invest in programs that work. And so, you know, I'm interested in solving problems. I'm not interested in fighting over budgets. And sometimes it's a better idea. It's not more money. Because, I mean, if you take a look at education, we throw more money at education. And if the results don't improve, then that would tell you that money wasn't the answer. You throw more money at healthcare and you don't get better outcomes, it tells you money's not the answer. And I think that we've got to go back to focusing on what are the outcomes that we want to measure, make sure we're focusing on that, and sometimes we can get those outcomes by spending less dollars, and that's the part that excites me is the chance to, you know, innovate and do things differently than we've done in the past.
Sounds great. Thanks for the update. Good to catch up. We'll see you soon.
Great. Thank you, Scott.
Doug Burgum, candidate for governor, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Caught up with candidate Burgum at the Capitol last week. I mean, look, there's an election in November. 3 months from today, by the way, is when folks will go to the polls and decide who the next governor of North Dakota will be, and as well the president of the United States and several other things on the ballot. So the race for governor, a lot more certain as to the outcome than the race for president, that's for sure. Let's check in on Medora. We'll do that coming up next in our final segment. Tell you where we'll be tomorrow. as well.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway, so it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm the Iranian nuclear scientist. What difference does it make now?
Have a good day.
If Doug Burgum is such an astute, savvy businessman, why is he wasting the money he's not paying in property taxes and Fargo's on a campaign that's unnecessary?
All right. I assume he means by property taxes not being paid in Fargo, the Renaissance Zone tax increment financing projects, part of the Kilbourn Group that he owns, suggesting that he not run a campaign. That'd be a little dangerous too, wouldn't it? You know, that, hey, we're so confident we're going to win. Why would we want to run a campaign? So I don't know. Appreciate the call. We did talk earlier about the Iranian scientist hung by the Iranians, revealed to them in emails by Hillary Clinton. That's coming out over the weekend. We've also had a couple of calls and texts about Hillary Clinton having someone that she is traveling with that has a seizure pen, a doctor or somebody that is around her, kind of a handler. A number of you have texted about that, sent notes about that. I do see the stories. Gateway Pundit has a story about it. There's an emailer says, have you seen the clips of Hillary's apparent seizures? There's definitely something seriously wrong with her. You know, again, I don't know whether to call them a seizure or not. There's one where she's at a podium where there's some protesters in the back and she just sort of stands there. And then a number of Secret Service agents crowd around her, and one of them says to her, keep talking, and she looks kind of dazed. I don't know if she's dazed. It's hard to tell. I mean, she looks dazed, and I wouldn't call it. I don't know. It could be a seizure. I guess it could not be. It could just be waiting out people talking. But the fact that this person also has a seizure pen leads one to believe maybe we aren't being told everything we should know about her health. Good question. So a lot of good calls today on a lot of different issues. Can disc that race. Another one there that had a lot of feedback from you. Oh, and the flower house. Somebody said, well, where is this flower house? I guess, assume you're listening for the whole 2 hours, which you should be. But somebody earlier called about something we ought to add to our North Dakota bucket list, and it was the Flower House Garden Center and the Prairie Bistro near Mohall, saying they have flowers, food, and friends, and a fabulous North Dakota small business success story, and they raved about their rhubarb cheesecake. Somebody later texted, hey, I stopped by the Flower House to grab some rhubarb cheesecake for my daughter's birthday and found out Senator Hovind will be there for lunch today. Okay. And we thought that was kind of nice. I mentioned that, but then somebody heard that and said, well, where's this place at? Now you know it's up by Mohall. And Congressman Kevin Cramer's Coffee with Cramer event is going to be at the Frying Pan this afternoon in Wahpeton between 3 and 4 today. Somebody else wanted to know where the other location is. He's in Jamestown as we speak right now at Buffalo Grill. That goes till 11, but tonight or this afternoon, Frying Pan 3 until 4. And last thing before we check in at Medora, I want to tell you that we tomorrow will be at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 with the head coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry. We'll be there broadcasting the show there. Brad will be there, the coach, from 9:15 to 10:15. He has the trophy with him, the NCAA National Championship Trophy for 2016. So tell your friends and neighbors, bring the kids, the hockey players, the whole works. Come on by through the lunch hour tomorrow. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club off the Bismarck Expressway. Justin Fisk is here from Medora to tell us what's happening at Medora this week. And we're going to, before we're done on the program, ask for two lucky listeners to give us a call. We have a pair of tickets, actually two pair of tickets to give away for Medora and the musical. Justin, how you doing?
Hey, Bully from the Badlands, Scott.
Bully from the Badlands, and a fun weekend and another fun week to come. Good time to remind you there's lots of summer to be had at Medora yet, right, Justin?
That's absolutely right. The Medora musical, greatest show in the West, shows all the way through the second weekend in September. Labor Day is one of our most popular weekends to take in the show, and man, it's really hitting its stride midsummer. Every year it gets a little bit better every night, and this time of year is my favorite to see the Medora musical because everything clicks off so smoothly and the cast is just working like a well-oiled machine and just sounds great. Plus the weather is just wonderful this time of year, Scott.
It is perfect. It's cooled off a little bit. Great time to see it. Get out there and take it all in. Any fun specific things you want to tell us about this week? I know that new wonderful thing you're doing with the gospel music breakfast, both Saturdays and Sundays, is getting rave reviews. I've talked to people who absolutely love it. So there's some new things in Medora this year too, right, Justin?
Absolutely, you're right, Scott. The Medora Gospel Brunch is getting just amazing reviews from people who've seen it. That's a brand new show this year. Weekends in Medora, hosted by former host of the Medora musical, Emily Walter. And Emily's got another special engagement coming up August 22nd when the Bismarck Mandan Symphony Orchestra performs on the stage of the Medora musical, a special symphony orchestra concert just for Medora and the Burning Hills Amphitheater. That's at 7:30 at night on August 22nd, and it's going to be something that you won't want to miss. We haven't tried this in a long, long time, and we're just doing it one night only. And it's a special night in Medora, August 22nd, to see over 50 musicians, a full symphony orchestra playing on the stage of the Burning Hills Amphitheater.
Oh, my gosh. Mark that on your calendars. And that's happening when?
August 22nd, 7:30 at night. The Pitchfork Steak Fondue beforehand. So no Medora musical that night, but you can always make it dinner and a show for the symphony orchestra night, just like every night in Medora.
That sounds fantastic. And how about this? Next two callers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, a pair of tickets each for the Medora Musical, 800-228-0550. Give Manny a call right now. We'll mail those off to you. First, to you, Justin and the team in Medora, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Thanks, Justin. Bully from Medora. Have a great day. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.